Light and lively activities are something that we throw into training at various times throughout the day, and they're a lot of fun. And it's always fun to collect new ones and try out new ones. It's a really safe space for a new trainer to jump in and try something new out. We use them for a variety of reasons. They're just fun and silly activities. And sometimes we use them just to change the energy of the group. It's that after lunch slump and everyone's falling asleep and we need to wake people up. Or we've just had a really emotional, tense role play and we need to bring some levity back to the room. Other times we can do light and livelies where some real incidental learning occurs. So we may be doing, there's a light and lively called knots, where everybody join hands in a circle and twist themselves all up into a knot, and then they have to untwist it. And it's fun and it's silly and it's a light and lively, but it also teaches us a lot about how we work together as a group. And so sometimes we do them as a learning activity. The other reason why we do them is because I believe that genuine peace can occur. We can really begin to build that beloved community when we're willing to be a little bit vulnerable with each other. And if we think about sort of a continuum of vulnerability, being silly together is a relatively safe way to be vulnerable. And so it's a way to introduce that concept of vulnerability into a group, and to kind of give people a chance to be vulnerable with one another. So one of the light and lively activities that we use that can serve all these purposes is, I've heard it called a lot of things, the big wind blows or the sun shines on, but essentially it's a way of looking for common ground with the people in the group. And so it's something that you could tie to the Clara method, which is a communication tool that is all about finding common ground. And what happens is you have one fewer spaces than people. So you might have 10 people in 9 chairs. And the person without a chair stands in the middle and says something along the lines of, "You share common ground with me if." And then they say something about themselves that is true. And it can be very low risk. You share common ground with me if you have blue pants on. You share common ground with me if you like the color red. Or you can ask people, or just organically it can happen that people reveal a little bit more. You share common ground with me if you're an only child. You share common ground with me if you grew up in a household where conflict was normal. And then you can also, as the training goes on, use it to ask people to reveal more. You share common ground with me if, you have ever experienced sexualized violence. And it can be a chance for people to reveal more about themselves. It can also be a chance for you as a trainer to get a sense of the room. So you share common ground with me if you've ever been in a demonstration, if you've ever been arrested, if you've ever experienced tear gas. Gives you a sense in a very quick and fun way of the experience of the people in the room. The other way that you can vary it is just how quick you make it. So sometimes you'll just do, stand up. So you share common ground with me if, and if you're asking people to reveal pretty intimate things, you may just want to have them do that. Just stand up where you're seated and not race for a new chair, and then sit down. But if you're doing it more to lighten the mood or to maybe even just learn about the group a little bit in terms of their experience level, then you can have the person standing say, "You share common ground with me if," fill in the blank, "You have pets at home," and then everybody who's standing quickly scrambles for a new chair, and the person left standing is the next person to call. And so it can be, fun or deep, it can be fast or slow, and that depending on where it is in the training and what you want to use it for.